Hello, hello. You're listening to Natasha Devine, and this is Tash Talks, a place where I heart ramble on all things love, life, spirituality, and relationships. It's raw, it's real, it's playful and sexy. Sometimes it's confronting and a little bit naughty. It's life. Okay, here I am. I'm actually here only 2 days after my last episode, so this could be a win, hey? I'm actually here with a very special delivery. On Wednesday, July 8th, it was my first session running Rebirth, a divine download that came through my very own Rebirth. And at the end of that day, I was celebrating. I was just on an absolute high, filled with so much love, treating myself to a bath, a very heavily salted bath, because if you want to expand your connection to God and your guides, a very heavily salted bath helps. That also helps with your muscles and your cells and it's all the good stuff. So there I was in the bath doing my work, because I often catch up on my voice clips with clients and my soul sisters and things like that. And also, I do get random downloads from the divine. Typically, they will happen when I'm falling asleep. They'll happen just as I'm waking up. Very inconvenient times, when I'm in the shower. And this one came when I was in the bath, which was actually perfect because I had my phone. I have a transcribing app that I can talk into. It doesn't pick up all my words when it comes to transcribing to text, but it's okay. I forgive it. So I've got it up here on the computer and I'm going to read it out. I've only done a one take on it, so there's probably mistakes and I'm probably going to fumble on my words, but you know that I don't give a damn. The point is there is a very important message here and I am the messenger for this, and so I'm going to deliver it to you. Here we go. It is your job to show up via the divine's call and guidance each and every single day. It is your job to share the messages that you are delivered. They are not yours to keep. They are to be shared. And once they are received by another, the one who has been awaiting such message, not on a conscious level, but on a soul level, then they shall pass it on too. But they will not pass it on in a direct way, the way you pass it on. For the way that you pass it on was not the way it was passed on to you, because you received a part of the message that was meant for you. But they will not pass it on in the direct way. Ah! Fuck! Hello, hello. You're listening to Natasha Devine, and this is Tash Talks, a place where I heart ramble on all things love, life, spirituality, and relationships. It's raw, it's real, it's playful and sexy. Sometimes it's confronting and a little bit naughty. It's life. Welcome back, beautiful people. Today I have a very, very special message. It was delivered to me on the night of July 8th after I had delivered day one of Rebirth, a beautiful program that was delivered to me in the middle of my own rebirthing. It's been fantastic. Like, we are on day three and I am just alive with love and magic. It is so activating. Like, I get activated delivering these programs. So if you're in this program, you are getting activated. Doors are still open. I'm not closing them until tomorrow at 11 a.m., July the 11th. And then the program will no longer be free and no longer be available to anyone new, but I will release it as a paid program for $44. So there I was, celebrating myself, celebrating everyone that was in rebirth and participated and tuned in later. Having a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful salt bath. If you want to enhance your connection to source, a salt bath is one of the most beautiful ways to do so. I typically get my divine downloads whilst I'm either really inconveniently falling asleep, just waking up, times when I don't want to be receiving these messages because I don't want to write them down or anything like that. I just want to sleep. Whilst I'm in the shower, and my most favorite times are actually when I'm in the bath. When I'm in the bath, I always have my phone on me. I'm typically working, typically responding to clients' voice messages, my soul family, talking to my soul sisters, or getting a message such as this. So I have a voice recording app and I just pressed record and whoom, this message came out. The voice recording app isn't the best on the planet. So, you know, it's just a free one. So its transcribing isn't the best. I've let it do its transcribing thing. I've put it up on my computer. I've done a quick run through it, but you know, I don't fuss too much. I don't spend too much time. So I will be reading this out. There probably will be some glitches. It won't sound as like epic as the first round it was being delivered to me. But you know, I'm not about that perfect life. I'm about that life of action and momentum and activation. This message is not about how perfect I can deliver it. It's about me delivering the message that needs to be out. Needs to be out? That's not very eloquent. Anyway, let's get on with it. Here we go. It is your job to show up via the divine's call and guidance each and every single day. It is your job to share the messages that you are delivered. They are not yours to keep. They are to be shared. And once they are received by another, the one who has been awaiting such message, not on a conscious level, but on a soul level, then they shall pass it on too. The way another passes on the message you delivered will be in their own unique way. Just as you have passed on the message you have received in your own unique way. You received the part of the message that was meant for you. You heard the part that relates to you from your perception, your experiences, your life story, and the lessons and missions that you need to undertake. So you will digest those bits of information in a way that fits and feels right for you in that moment of time, because we're always changing. And then the way that you deliver that message is just that. It's delivered as a transmission of some of your perception and some of somebody else's message. And how that intertwines with your message to make an even greater, more impactful message for the other one who's open to the part of the message that has now been passed down and handed down for many. It could be from God. It could be from your guides. It could be from fellow earthlings. It all comes from source. It all comes from the same place. We are all connected. It's all one. Nothing belongs to you. Nothing belongs to me. We are a part of one another. We are a part of God. We are made in this divinity. And we are left to our devices with free will. And with free will, we repeatedly decide to tear down the essence to make the human experience harder than it needs to be. But it doesn't need to be this hard when we come from love. When we be from a place of love, compassion, judgment-free, heart-centered surrender and flow, in togetherness, in a community, our frequency changes. When our frequency changes, our entire being changes. The biology changes, the chemistry, everything changes in our bodies so we're not sick, so we're not miserable. Because when we're physically sick, we're miserable in the head. When we're miserable in the head, we become physically sick. It's all because of one another. Yes, we are here to have a human experience, but we are not here to suffer. But God gave us free will. And with that free will, at the hands of those who have chosen to suffer and chosen to continue to suffer, it has now gotten hard. It's gotten so out of control, and this is why God is coming through us stronger. God is coming through you, and your guides are coming through you. The galactic is coming through you. Because they have seen the destruction of this planet. They have seen what we have done when left to our own devices. They have been trying to contact us the entire time. The Atlanteans, they understood it all. They experienced how beautiful everything was as far as the human experience can go when in harmony with self and others. But as soon as there's a glitch in the human matrix with the heightened emotions and unconscious thoughts building up, creating emotions that are creating physical illnesses that changes us, it all changes us. So it changed the system. Because then they didn't know what they didn't know the system because they had just arrived. We were just creating this life on Earth. We came down for this game to have a human experience of emotions. When we came down, we were a hell of a lot fucking smarter than we are now. But we have those smarts in us. We just, unfortunately, the truth of it all, and here I'm going to break it to you, is that we're carrying generations of trauma, lifetimes of trauma. And we continue this repeated trauma because every single fucking day we live, 95% of the time in our unconscious mind, which is created from past stories, the past stories we've lived in this lifetime and the past stories we've unconsciously carried within our souls. So therefore, in order to get back, to transcend, in order to go back and to report the full experience, which we do nightly when we go to sleep, we report back, we just don't know. We're being watched all the time. We just don't know. I'm in the bath right now. I know I'm being watched. I don't have privacy. I'm okay with this, for I know it's not about me. I don't need privacy. Why do I need privacy? Privacy from what? To be judged from those higher? No. It's humans down here on Earth that judge. And they judge from their pain. And it's not anyone's fault. It's not. But that doesn't mean you need to be a victim. No. It means with awareness you make change. With awareness you take responsibility. The more you take responsibility, the more awareness you have to change. We have to heal our pains. We have to transmute that pain to access our power. And this is the daily work. But it's good work. Yeah, it's fucking hard. Have a fucking tantrum for a hot minute or 10. But what? We've been worrying about this shit for so long and it's not gotten us anywhere. So if I'm going to bust my ass at doing something, it's not going to be at a 9-to-5 job doing something I don't want to do that doesn't fill my soul, that doesn't utilize my gifts. No. I'm going to fucking work hard. I'm going to work fucking hard like I do, like I am right now in the bath. I don't turn off because this is my life and because I love it and this is what I work hard at. I work hard at getting these messages out. Whilst going through and absorbing and learning and understanding the lessons myself. I'm not teaching anything I'm not going through or haven't been through. And I foresee stuff, so I can tell you in some cases, I can say what's going to be going on if you don't change things. That's not really a gift that I want to have, but I do. But the gift that I do have that I'm proud of is right here. And I know that those that need this message are listening. You are listening to me right now. And you are absorbing this message from your own perceptions, from your own experiences. You are making meaning to whatever I'm saying in your own preconceived, learned, and conditioned way. And now You're in this moment, hopefully, perceiving this message from a different way than maybe when we had started. And now you will transmute that into your own experiences further. And you'll absorb it further once you stop listening to me. Over the next 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, heck, it could be a year down the track. You could listen to it again, and you're probably going to remember or hear one thing I said that you never picked up on before, because that's how it works. And then you are going to go on and pass it on. Because it activates your soul, it activates your purpose, your passion, your spirit, your understanding. When you start to heal yourself, you glow. You become the energy that you are. You are not just seen, you are not just heard, you are felt. To be felt is the greatest blessing and my greatest and truest desire on this planet. May you have felt me through this. And may you begin to heal, and may you go on to touch somebody else. May they feel all of your divine essence. One of the other gifts I have, okay, I have many, but I can see the light of your soul. I can see your soul's purpose. I can see your beauty and your divinity when perhaps you cannot. I love you. So reading that over, I can tell that there's a lot of glitches in that matrix. However, I don't care. Because as it says, as the message was, is that we're only going to hear what we want to hear anyway. You will hear parts that you'll go, that doesn't make sense. You'll hear parts, and by the way, when you are confused, it is a good thing. It means that you are learning. It's an interruption in unconscious patterning. You will hear parts and you will go, oh my God. You could hear a part that somebody else here listens to and it doesn't mean shit to, but you hear it and it changes your life. It's not my job to work out how you're going to receive that message. It's my job to receive the message and deliver the message. Sometimes it might be a little bit clumsy. Some bits might not flow. It doesn't matter. I'm here showing up. If I waited till this was absolutely perfect and spent even more time on it, then I wouldn't be able to go and do the other great things that I've got to do. By the way, there is a epic video that is waiting for you on my Facebook right now. And it is all about how today is the best day of your entire life because your magic is alive and awakened. See, there's so many messages. There's so much love. There's so much to create. There's so much to do. We're at a time now on Earth when there's no more fucking about. I mean, aren't you tired of fucking about? I am. And I decided I was done. I knew, I've known my entire life I was here for a greater purpose. And now I know what that purpose is. And now I'm stepping into it. And now I'm just doing it. And is it messy? Yes. I'm a fucking hot mess of the internet. I own that. Thanks, Laura. You know, just my message here to you at the end of this message is I'm here to activate you. I'm here to activate you to step into your soul's purpose, unlock your magic, your divinity, be who you want to be unapologetically. It doesn't matter if it's not perfect. It doesn't matter if you fumble. It doesn't matter. We're human. All that matters is that you show up, that you do what it is that you want to do, for you, as long as you're not hurting anyone. Casey and I's number one rule is just don't be a dick. Don't be a dick means don't hurt anyone. Don't put your judgments onto someone. Don't project your shit. Don't take responsibility. But so don't be a dick and just follow your soul. And when you're following your soul and not being a dick, oh my God, the divinity, the access, the abundance, the magic, the life, the experience, the miracles, you are the miracle. But the only way that you're ever going to know that is if you start showing up. Start saying, fuck it, I don't care what fucking Joe Blow or auntie blah blah or the cousin or the ex-boyfriend or the ex-girlfriend or the ex-wife. Fuck off. No, just do and be from heart. When you are from heart and you are from soul and you are from center and you just be brave. If you feel a message, if there's something that I've said that you go, yeah, go tell somebody. Don't keep it to yourself. Go tell somebody. Go activate somebody. Go inspire somebody. We are given messages every single day. Everything, it's all connected, it's all aligned, and it's all magical, and it's beautiful. We are here to create the new earth. I am here to lead and activate leaders and create real-life superhero teams. And Maria Portis is activating the gods. There's so much magic here. Do you see your magic? Can you feel it? Oh my God, I can. Oh my God, I can. Okay. Go check out my video on Facebook. Seriously, there is such a divine message in there for you. I'm also going to put it on YouTube. I'm giving my YouTube account some love. I haven't given it love in many years. I'm actually going to all my old videos, I'm going to put them onto private. But I'm going to make them accessible via link so that if somebody does want to see them, then you can. But as I've just completely rebirthed, I want to start somewhat afresh. I don't believe typically in hiding, but I want you to see the journey. The journey is really important because I never want you to look at me or look at anybody else and think, oh, look where they're at. And oh my God, how do I get that? That's so far. I want you to see the mess. I want you to see the journey and the transition. So I'm going to make it accessible, but for me, it feels like I just want to clean slate somewhat. That's part of my rebirth. But you will always be able to via Facebook, via Instagram, you'll be able to scroll down for days. I put out a lot of content over the last 6 years and follow the journey, and I'll always be really transparent about it. But I will be putting these kind of videos and recordings on YouTube and bringing some life to that account. And that is it. I love you. You have been listening to Natasha Divine. This is Tash Talks. And that's it. That's it. That's a wrap. I fucking love you, okay? I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you are magic and you are beautiful. Pass on the message. Tag, you're it.